So, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So this week I found an article on Sheila Kennedy's Facebook page that I actually believe originated with Elizabeth Bull, and I sent to Jamie, but I'd like to read it to you this morning. Die-hard conservatives love to disparage liberals as tree huggers, but it has recently been scientifically validated that hugging trees is actually good for you. Research has shown that you don't even have to touch a tree to get better. You just need to be within its vicinity has a beneficial effect. In a recently published book, Blinded by Science, the author Matthew Silverstone proves scientifically that trees do in fact improve many health issues, such as attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, concentration levels, reaction times, depressions, and other forms of mental illness. He even points to research indicating a tree's ability to alleviate headaches in humans seeking relief by communing with trees. The author points to a number of studies that have shown that children show significant psychological and physiological improvement in terms of their health and well-being when they interact with plants and trees. Specifically, the research indicates that children function better cognitively and emotionally in green environments and have more creative play in green areas. He also quotes a major public health report that investigated the association between green spaces and mental health, which concluded that access to nature can significantly contribute to our mental capacity and well-being. So what is it about nature that can have these significant effects? Up until now, it has been thought to be the open green spaces that cause the effect. However, Matthew Silverstone shows that it has nothing to do with this by proving scientifically that it is the vibrational properties of trees and plants that give us the health benefits, not the open green spaces. The answer to how plants and trees affect us physiologically turns out to be very simple. It has to do with the fact that everything vibrates in a subtle manner, and different vibrations have affect biological behaviors. One research experiment showed that if you drink a glass of water that has been treated with a 10 megahertz vibration, your blood coagulation rates will change immediately on ingesting the treated water. It is the same with trees. When touching a tree, its different vibrational pattern will affect various biological behaviors within your body. This vibrational idea is backed up throughout the book by a number of scientific studies that provide convincing proof that tree hugging, after all, is not such a crazy idea. One report even concluded the following: safe green spaces may be as effective as prescription drugs for treating some forms of mental illnesses. There is one school of thought that are in alignment with this remarkable theory, Taoism. For example, the Taoist master Mantak Chia teaches students to meditate with trees as a way of releasing negative energies. In his Cosmic Tree Healing Qigong method, Master Chia teaches how to align one body with aura or energetic field of a tree. He explains that trees are natural processors that can help you transform your body's sick or negative energy into positive vital life force energy. As you connect your energy with the tree, you facilitate your own physical and emotional healing. The Taoist theory is that because trees stand very still, they are better at absorbing the earth's energy and the universal force from the heavens. Trees and plants all have the ability to absorb the light frequencies and transform them into physical food, and they do the same with energetic food. The Taoist view of trees is to see them constantly in meditation, with subtle energy as their natural language. Other fascinating laboratory studies, one other fascinating laboratory that studies plant vibrational energies is Dananhur, an intentional community in Italy. In this peaceful and spiritual eco-village, there is a laboratory in the woods that offers a beautiful choir of singing trees. Yeah, you read that right, singing trees. Since 1976, researchers at Dananhur have invented and developed equipment that can capture electromagnetic changes on the surface of leaves and roots, transforming them into actual sounds. The best part is the trees seem to control their electrical responses via a feedback mechanism and demonstrate a kind of awareness and preferences for types of music. The singing plants and trees of Danaher have sparked off such a worldwide fascination that people began organizing plant concerts where musicians perform to the music created by the trees. I find this astonishing, although I really shouldn't be surprised. This is absolutely consistent with the basic premise of eco-psychology, a relatively new area of psychology. Eco-psychology suggests that humans need a relationship with the natural world as being essential to our health and well-being. It also points out that this relationship between humans and nature needs to be reciprocal. Just as we need it, nature needs us to deepen our awareness and connection to it if it is going to survive our thoughtless, wanton destruction. However, this wonderful reality of the sentience of plants is also consistent with our Buddhist understanding of the universe. In Zen, we talk about this whole universe as one body, one vast, pulsating, dynamic, and absolutely boundless entity. Each and every being within the fabric of this universe is completely connected with and dependent upon everything else. Ultimately, there are no separate objects. Separation and individuation are properties that we create through our intellect. They don't have any substantiality. This intimate, interwoven, one-body reality was depicted by the ancient Buddhas in the image of the diamond head of Indra. This suggests that the nature of this reality is an infinite net, not unlike a fisherman's net. At each point in the net, there is a diamond, and in the facets of each diamond are the reflections of every other diamond in the net. We human beings must wake up. We must open to an awareness of the diamond net. We must understand that each and every being is an intricate part of that whole, and every time a habitat, a species, or a biotic community is destroyed, the entire cosmos is wounded. We must come to see that our fate is completely inseparable from each and everything that is. There is nothing that is insignificant or expendable. We must cease being driven by our destructive impulse and find ways to heal, to nurture, and to sustain this infinitely complex community that we are a part of. Complacency is unacceptable. We must each take responsibility and act in our own lives. As Buddhists, informed by our practice, we must be in the vanguard of efforts to preserve and restore nature in our homes, our communities, our nation, our world. Nothing less is acceptable. Please, I implore you, let us join in this resolve to live consciously and take care of our precious body. Okay, I'm going to play with this and you're going to move on to the next part, which is you're going to each go outside and find a tree. Spend 10 minutes with that tree. And then we'll come back together and we'll talk until after. We've all done that.